Great afternoon. You are in the Fast Lane with Sarah Jane. And today I have Trisha Fennern in the Fast Lane with me. And she's a nurse practitioner who owns Minot Health Clinic. And I wanted her to join me because A, she's a female that is doing amazing things and she's helping people live better, be better, do better, which is my motto. And I have been fortunate enough to see her myself, and she's made a difference in my own life. And you know that I always like to share those experiences. So welcome, Trisha, into the Fast Lane with me today.
Thank you for having me.
Okay, so first of all, how and why did you become a nurse practitioner? Let's start there.
How and why? I guess I always wanted to do something in the medical field, and I got my nursing degree and never ever was going to go back to school. And one day I got this card from University of Mary, where I went to my undergrad, and it talked about going on to get your master's, and I put it aside, and but something in my stomach just kept burning, like, you need to do it, you need to do it. So I went back to school and I said I never would, and all the doors opened, and well, then I got my degree. And I enjoy taking care of patients. I enjoy helping people. I mean, that's what us as nurses are meant to do, is take care for people and help people. And I feel like I strive at that, and I put a lot of heart and soul into taking care of my patients. Once I first started as a nurse practitioner, I worked at Trinity for 4 years about, and then I decided I wanted to maybe just see if I could do it on my own. And again, the doors just opened, and here I am, almost it'll be 10 years now in July that will be open. Which is crazy to think, but yeah, I was never going to open up my own practice as well. So I've learned to never say never, because it'll probably happen. And that's, I guess, where I'm at now. And since I've opened my own practice, it has completely transformed from how I was trained and how I practiced at Trinity to how I take care of patients now. It's a completely different approach. And it can be difficult, it can be easy, it can be frustrating, it can be extremely satisfying. So there's all aspects of it, but at the end of the day, it's good, because we can truly help people.
Because the name of your business is Minot Health Clinic. And so obviously, a patient or a person driving by would think that it means that you want people to be healthy, right? So it's
Correct.
not just Minot Clinic for, and I say this with respect, and everyone knows this, but like you said, the way you practiced before versus now is way different because it seems, I've never been working in the medical field, but in the medical field, here's your symptoms and here's this box and how we treat it. And people are kind of like snowflakes, right? Everyone's unique and they're all going to respond differently. So do you like to be able to take that approach with people that, you're pulling stuff out of your bag of tricks? And that's kind of what it is sometimes because everyone is so different.
Right. Yeah. I mean, I tell patients and even just staff, I just had a conversation with one of my staff members. If I were to treat a patient the way that I was trained, we would have a very short course of how I can help them. And if I I have such a wide variety of options to help people.
Oh, sorry. You glitched for 1 second.
When I have a patient who wants to actually get to the bottom of things, I mean, I have so many tools in my pouch that I can help them in a much different aspect now. And if I had to go back to treating them the way that I was trained, them and I would have a very short course going forward, because I don't know how to take care of that patient anymore in the Western medicine realm. So that's, I guess, to me, is it has opened up my ability to help people way more effectively for those who want to have that type of care.
So is it more of a, currently, is it more of a, you try to find the root cause and treat that than just treat the symptoms?
Correct. And again, it comes down to, what does a patient want? because some people just want meds, and I mean that's their choice, but I'll always try to encourage more of a deeper look. But if that's not what they're looking for, then again, there's just limited I can do, but I still can try to help them, but not as well as if they were to come to the other side and help, and I can help them way more effectively.
I think that's important for people to understand that it really depends on the type of patient you have, because I can relate to that too. Some people just want to be fixed today. It's sometimes nearly impossible to get, if maybe if you hurt your back just lifting something, maybe one time is going to be good, but it's pretty rare that you're a one and done. A lot of times with the
Right.
stuff you're treating with or treating, you're not a one and done either. And it's also
Right.
frustrating too, because sometimes you see the same people over and over again, but we don't have any changes. But people need to make changes at home too, and that's very difficult for people to do sometimes.
Yes.
I wanted to touch on the fact that I had had an appointment with Trisha and it had to be moved because of my schedule. So I ended up getting in long after I had originally gone in, just to establish care. And the fall seems to be a hard time for me mentally. It's very overwhelming, time-wise. And her and I have talked about stress and the effects of stress on the body. And there was one point I had told my husband, I said, I'm just going to go in and get medication because everything's fine, but I'm just miserable and we don't have a microwave. And he said, sir, we don't have a microwave. So I think you going on medication, that's so dramatic. He goes, what else can you do? I'm like, I don't know. I don't think anyone can help right now. So I'm in Trisha's office and I flat out say that I think you just need to give me medication. No one's going to like me anymore. I don't like myself. And she just looked at me and said, tell me what's up. So we just went through this. We went through all the things, which I'm sure is exhausting to have a grown woman in there crying at, to you. And I would say within the first week, I felt better. Within the first month was like a game changer. And I think a lot of people think when they do stuff like that, it's going to be 50 pills or supplements a day. Well, you and I both know that's not even realistic. So you get over what you're going through because life is like a roller coaster, and then you can cut back on stuff. So how many people would you say that you see just due to stress?
Oh, I mean, I think everybody that I see has a current problem that's related to stress or in the past has it, but people don't realize how much stress affects a person. And we think that we can handle stress, and we do because it's everyday life. But we can have a lot of physical, whether physical, mental, emotional, and I guess yeah, all those effects on stress on our body. And until we actually realize it, start working on improving it. We can have our blinders on big time because stress can cause symptoms of other things, and we don't think it's the actual stress response. So, we talk about stress here in the clinic, especially with my patients, a ton, because it seems that there's always something that somebody says that makes me go down that path of the stress response.
How many patients do you think you've seen before, let's say new patients coming in, or even when you were in the old practice, that females, I ha this I'm asking from experience, females who are not on just like one or two depression or anxiety medication, they're on a few. And I will say, oh, why are we on these? And well, the first one helped with this, but not with that. And I was shocked at how many pills just for that they would be on.
I mean, there's definitely quite a few people that are on antidepressants, whether it's female or and or male. But I guess from the patients that I have now, since I do have a closed practice and I've been working with them for quite a while. I mean, yes, there's still some that are on medication, and I'm not against medication on any level. I do feel for some people they need it, and if that gives them the quality of life, absolutely, I will never not prescribe medication. But I mean, we've definitely gotten a number of people off of their medication because we actually hit it from a whole different level. We work on the stress, the cortisol, the whatever it is that they need to feel better without the medication. And some people are absolutely blown away that they can feel this good and not be on their prescription medications.
Because
It's
medications will
fun
come
to
with side
see.
effects.
What's that?
Medications can come with side effects. You gotta take
Yes.
that into consideration too. And yes, sometimes it is absolutely warranted. And if people are on medication, they certainly shouldn't just stop it.
No, please don't.
That would be a bad idea. I
Yes.
had said earlier that I was on something at one time and I decided I don't need this anymore. And I stopped at cold turkey. And I've never done a drug, but that has to be what it's like coming off of drugs because I was sweating and hot and shaking. And it was like, okay, you got to wean off this. You can't just cold turkey it. So again, something you should always discuss with your provider. Okay. Another thing that you really do, because I'm going to respect your time, another thing that you do that I really find fascinating and I haven't tried it yet is the hyperbaric oxygen chamber. So
Yes.
why did you get into that?
I got into it because I had a patient that I could not help. And for the most part, when people come to me with a concern and they follow my recommendation, we might not get a home run the first time, but we're going to start seeing slow improvements in their progress, with their concerns. And this individual, I couldn't do anything to help her. And she had been to Fargo, and I believe she did some dives there, and she had felt it made a difference. And I had seen hyperbaric. I've talked to some reps in the past. And so I decided I might as well look like if I can help, if it helped her, and if I can continue to help her, could I help others? I don't know. I didn't know much about it, but I decided to get one, try it, and, yeah, it has been an absolute game changer, life-changing tool that we have here. And I'm just thankful. I guess I'm thankful for the ability that, I couldn't help her. I wish I could have for her sake, but I mean, it has opened up so many more avenues for me to take care of even more people locally, and it's been amazing.
Who are the people who can't be in the chamber?
There's a two for sure people two types of people. One that has if you had a active collapsed lung, you cannot be in. Now, if you've had a collapsed lung and you've been fully healed, recovered, there's definitely ability for you to go in, obviously with a little bit more caution. And then anybody who cannot clear their ears, you can't fly, you can't pop your ears, because there's always a risk of rupturing an eardrum. So you have to be able to clear your ears.
So people
Outside
with
of
a
that,
pacemaker can go in.
we have to do special verification and make sure we get all the ins and outs of that pacemaker to make sure it can go withstand the pressure and everything. But yeah, otherwise there's some relative contraindications, but the two true hard contraindications are those two that I listed.
And you see all ages of people, like very sick
Yes.
people, athletes who are, you probably just see regular people like me who I want to see what this can do for me.
Absolutely.
And how
Yeah, we've
often?
had
No, go
go
ahead.
ahead. I want to say our youngest has probably been, I guess my son does it, so seven, six, seven, up to, I don't know if anybody in the 90s in there yet, but yeah, all ages.
What mostly are people using it for?
Oh goodness. I don't think I can give you a mostly, but anywhere between, COVID brain fog to joint pain to energy to surgery recovery to neuropathy, sports injury, fracture healing.
And that's just a
Overall
small
dishealth.
list because I've
Yeah.
looked at the list. I mean, and it is
Yes.
packed.
Yes, stroke recovery, Parkinson's.
So, how often do you use it?
How often do I use it? I use it at, I would say, at least 4 to 5 times a week.
Wow.
Yeah, I've been hitting it pretty hard since October, and from a personal standpoint, I can tell you without a shadow of a doubt, from just the stress And just, the anxiety of running a business, the stress of running a business, plus having a family and everything else, it has absolutely changed my life.
Does it help with
Without a shadow of
immunity?
a doubt. Absolutely. So it's going to help improve immune system, improve stem cells, decrease that inflammatory response. It's going to help improve blood vessel. It's going to recreate more blood vessels to increase blood flow, help with nerves, and recreate can create new neurons, new nerve pathways, heal nerve pathways. I mean, it's an absolute magical tool.
I love it. Well, I've been meaning to try it, so now I know I'm gonna have to get in to do it because everyone should, really, it sounds like.
Absolutely. Absolutely.
And I will also say this to people because sometimes people are like, well, I don't need that. Remember, I've written a book about how your body is like a car and you treat your car better than you treat your body, and you have to take care of your body because you can't get a new one. So it's really just worth putting in. Getting your oil changed and rotating
Right.
your tires on your body because you're not getting it back. So
Right.
if anyone is listening to this and they have any of those things, and I would say 9 out of 10 people that listen are moms, then they probably could use that time just to relax because you're in there for how long?
Yes. An hour.
Okay. And it's just you. You're not bringing anything in. You're just laying in there. It is calming.
Yep. You can bring a book if you want, but we don't allow any electronics into the chamber. And I mean, part of the healing process also is just doing nothing.
Cool. All right. So I know that your office is very busy, but I am going to share your information with people because there actually is someone from Velva who works there now. So that's pretty cool.
Yes.
And is there anything that you would like to tell people, like one little nugget about their health you would like to say here when we wrap up?
I guess the biggest thing is, people don't realize how much control they have over their health until they're willing to put the work in and see for themselves. The simple things, and it's not simple right away, but even just starting to take quality supplements, starting to eat better. When people truly follow some protocols that we have, their lives can turn around like crazy. And it's fun to see them realize, wow, I don't have to feel like that, but yet I'm not doing a ton of stuff. But yes, I have made changes, and those changes can lead to lead to massive gains. And we're not going to be perfect. No one's going to be perfect, but doing the best you can on as long as you possibly can and as many days as you can eventually is going to add up to be significantly worth it. So you have one body, take care of it. Nobody else will take care of it. And we're here to help you when and if you need us. But you have control over way more than you think you do.
Thanks for listening to the Fast Lane with Sarah Jane podcast. If you like what you hear, share the podcast and hit the subscribe button so you get updates on all new episodes. And we truly love feedback, so ratings and reviews are appreciated.